This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. When you're buying meat at the grocery store, you're confronted with all kinds of brands and labels. How can you know the meat you're buying came from animals that were raised humanely? As Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports, organic producers want to answer that question for you.
All right, so I just ordered dinner here at the Hub Cafe in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is a spot that serves a lot of local food, a lot of organic food. So now I'm going to go back in the kitchen and see what I can find out about how that chicken I ordered was actually raised.
So Plum Creek Farms is a local farm that produces organically raised chicken. They're all free range.
That's Chef Andrew DiDonato giving me the backstory on my chicken sizzling in the skillet. It turns out it lived pretty well for a chicken meant for slaughter. DiDonato says the chickens he serves live most of the year outside, on pasture.
Makes for a really tasty chicken and a really happy chicken.
The Hub Cafe taps into a couple big food trends. Most of the food is local, and all the meat is so-called humanely raised, like the pasture-raised chicken. It's even certified by a group called Animal Welfare Approved. Krista Dittman is one of the restaurant's owners. She knows a lot about the food she eats. She knows the farmers, she's been to their farms, and Dittman admits that's a lot easier for her than her customers.
Certainly there are people who make it their life's work to know where their food comes from, but that's not always feasible for everyone.
The rest of us start at the grocery store, where product labels are crowded with claims about how these animals live. Free range, no antibiotics, cage-free, veggie-fed, pasture-raised, and that's just on a carton of eggs. So what's a shopper to do? The organic industry is looking to cut through the clutter and stake its own claim with carnivores suffering a crisis of conscience.
We want organic to be the gold standard for what consumers are looking for a differentiated product.
That's Nate Lewis of the Organic Trade Association. The OTA is supporting an update for organic animal welfare guidelines so that in the minds of shoppers, organic means more humane. Among other things, Lewis says the new standards tell farmers how much space to give their chickens. They prohibit practices like tail docking for cattle, that is, cutting the tail short. And animals have to be able to go outdoors when weather allows. Lewis says it's up to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the organic program, to approve the new rules.
What's going to differentiate this regulation from other animal welfare claims is the oversight of the federal government.
That gives organic producers something that other farmers don't have, a USDA seal of approval that suggests organic livestock live better lives. And that's brought on complaints from groups that represent conventional livestock farmers. Dan Kovich is a veterinarian with the National Pork Producers Council.
We're certainly not saying that animal welfare is not important. It's just concern for animal welfare is not in any way unique to organic production.
Conventional farm groups say having the USDA behind organic standards reflects negatively on their products, whether or not you prefer organic methods. A conventional dairy producer, for instance, might not cut the tails off his cows, but because he doesn't use organic feed at his dairy, there's no government label for him. Candace Crony is director of the Center for Animal Welfare Science at Purdue University. She says as consumer values become a bigger part of food marketing, the preferred status of organic products creates friction with conventional producers.
For many people, they're also competing with this idea that organic food is safer, more nutritious, and frankly better for you and better for the environment.
The reality behind those assumptions is more complicated. Organic is better for the environment in some ways, but probably not in others. That leaves farmers worried about the cost of measuring up if they can't sell at organic prices.
And they feel that they are under social pressure to do what other people are doing that they may not actually even feel is the right thing to do, or the safe thing to do, or a good thing to do.
The new organic animal welfare standards are expected to be finalized by the end of the year. When that happens, it could clear up some questions for consumers, but leave division behind the plate. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.